I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's coming up on the weekend where you have no excuse to not go fishing. We'll talk about Free Fishing Weekend in a moment. How many of you have not bought a fishing license just because you never get a chance to go? Well, this weekend you don't need a license, and it's the perfect opportunity.
For a couple of reasons. We want to allow folks who haven't fished for a while or have never fished before to get introduced or reintroduced to the sport of fishing. And this is a good low-key way to get folks back on the water and into fishing with family and friends over what we hope to be a really nice June weekend every year.
Assistant Warm Water Fisheries Chief Brett Preston there. The free fishing days happen every year and include a couple of events put on by DNR.
Yes, there are two events that we participate in with other organizations, and they're pretty large events. One is up at Bowden, the fishing derby at Bowden Hatchery up near Elkins in Randolph County. We actually let folks come in and fish for trout in our hatchery ponds up there, and there'll be several hundred kids participating in that event, again with other local sponsors up there in the Elkins area. And then working with Little Beaver State Park at Little Beaver Lake down in Raleigh County.
What's more, the DNR has stocked catchable-sized catfish at 10 other state park lakes across the state. Now, it's a chance to take somebody fishing who's never been before.
I never tire of when I'm with a child or an adult and they catch their first fish. It's a really neat experience.
It doesn't have to be expensive. All you need is an inexpensive rod and reel combo. And keep it simple. Hook, bobber, worm, cast. That's it. Just get started. Hope we see you somewhere on the water in West Virginia this Saturday and Sunday for Free Fishing Days. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.